Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
We are officially in the throes of summer here in the mountains, with temperatures getting hotter by the day. Swimming season has arrived. But many of the waterways in our region are deemed to be too polluted for swimming or fishing, whether from acid mine drainage, pollution from heavy metals, sewage problems, or other issues. Former WMMT reporter Sylvia Ryerson recently spoke with her sister Hazel, who has spent a lot of time thinking about this problem. As a graduate student in architecture, Hazel decided to create a model for addressing water pollution in the mountains for her Master's of Architecture thesis. The design is a demonstration project that could theoretically happen in downtown Whitesburg, Kentucky, and it shows how cleaning our water could also create public spaces to reconnect us to our waterways. Here's Sylvia talking with her sister, Hazel.
I'm so excited to talk to you about your thesis, Hazel, which is titled Connecting by Water, Reclaiming the River as a Community Resource in Whitesburg, Kentucky. And I was hoping you could just begin by giving us a sort of general overview of what this project is looking at and what it's all about.
Well, this is a project I did for my thesis project for my master's degree in architecture at Massachusetts College of Art and Design. And basically, you get to design your own project that's a sort of hypothetical project and put it anywhere you want. So I chose Whitesburg, and the goal of the project is to create a park in downtown Whitesburg that helps clean the river water coming from the North Fork of the Kentucky River and make the river the focus of the park and the park buildings that are sort of included in the project. And the idea is to sort of make a place that's really visible as people come and go through Whitesburg, and make it so that the idea of having like a clean, healthy river is something that sort of people are able to encounter on a regular basis and interact with. You know, there'd be taps and park buildings that you could visit, so that making the North Fork of the Kentucky River sort of the center of this park.
Right, and because it runs right through downtown. I was wondering what sort of models or other projects you were inspired by as you were in your design phase.
The design of the project focuses on using passive systems to clean the river water. And so what it does is it reroutes a small percentage of the water from the river, pumps it up to a high point on the hill overlooking Veterans Park, and then passively the water flows down the hillsides through a series of marshes and limestone flows, which can remove a lot of the sediment and heavy metals that are polluting the water. And those types of systems have been used in other places with very similar types of pollution that Whitesburg has. So one project I looked at is in Morris Creek, and there they're dealing with the same issue. They have a lot of sediment in the water and acid mine drainage in the water, so they're using a limestone system there to treat that water. They're treating a small stream, that, and they're treating it before that water makes it into the larger river. And so they've been able to, I think they now have all three species of river trout, which is kind of amazing. They can support those now after this project. UVA-wise, the college campus there has a similar project, but theirs is completely like a landscape passive system. So there's a stream coming down through campus that has acid mine drainage pollution in it. And you can see where the stream first comes onto campus, the riverbed is very orange, which is that same acid mine drainage sort of symptom. So, and then what they've done is they've built sort of a channel. So the water, the stream water, goes through different aeration features, which sort of, you know, flow the water over little K dams and stone pathways, which aerates the water, which helps get the acid mine drainage out of the water before it gets to a much larger open water feature in the center of campus, which is a pond with a fountain, which is quite beautiful. And then from there, the water goes into the river.
Wow, neat. And those are both so close to us here in Whitesburg.
Yeah, and they're really dealing with the same type of pollution that the North Fork is dealing with as well. So they're great examples right next to you. And what's cool is that this type of project really can be done with such minimal construction. You know, both these projects are really technologically simple. They're not using any type of something that you wouldn't be able to get locally. And they're really making a huge impact. And so what my project was is sort of the idea of how could you make this type of work into something that's really a beautiful destination that people want to go to and they want to learn about these processes and, you know, just hang out there and enjoy it. And so if there was a place like that, then the number of people who learn about this type of project and the problem that it's handling, then they can sort of learn that and take it all over, you know, the mining regions and sort of do it at a smaller scale, pretty much anywhere.
I was wondering for the people listening to this broadcast that can't see any of those images, if you could sort of paint the picture and just share a little bit about what some of the spaces and structures you've designed downtown would be like in this model.
So my project used both the Veterans Park side of the river, which is right now it's mainly a sort of parking area, and the existing bicycle path comes out of there as well. And then I also used the parking lot on the other side of the river across from that, sort of behind the public library there. So the idea is to make this park that's on both sides of the river, and it's really focused in towards the river. So on the south side of the river, the water is sort of very visible. It's in its sort of first stage of treatment. So it's at the dirtiest phase where it's just been pumped out of the river. It's going through some different marshes and wetlands that have, you know, flowering plants growing in them, bicycle and walking paths sort of weaving through those marshes and wetlands, and then different sort of places where there'd be benches and trees so you could sort of sit and just enjoy the park, or you could exercise there. And then as the water sort of goes through these different phases, it gets cleaner and cleaner, and eventually it crosses over the river where there's sort of more sort of architectural water features. So there's fountains and reflecting pools where the water is now clean enough that you really can get close to it. You can, you know, lean over a pool and smell it. And then the water goes into a system that is actually running alongside the library and is an addition to the library. and so the library now has a wing where the cleaner water is running through that wing of the library. There's plants growing in it. There's little reading nooks where you could get a book and sit by that moving water in the library. And then the final stage is the water that's now very clean moves into a park building, which is a swimming pool building. And there, you know, there's a lap pool, there's physical therapy rooms, and from that pool you see a view of the mountains on the other side and the existing river. And then the final stage is the water moves from the pool back into the river. First it goes through a biofilter, and then it goes back into the river. And that water is now cleaner than it was when it was originally pumped out of the river. And you would hopefully have, you know, all types of fish and insects gathering in that area where the clean water is letting out into the river, which would make a fun place to, you know, go and sit as well to see that wildlife.
Yes, it's so neat. There's so many different elements to it. And I love how all the sort of different processes are also different ways to engage with this remediation process at different phases.
Yeah, and the idea is that a pedestrian could sort of walk along these paths and they would be following the water as the water gets cleaner. So as they move through the site, they can see the progression and the change in the water and really understand the difference that a project like this could make.
We talked about this a little earlier, but I wanted to revisit sort of what some of your goals were in designing a space like this and then how you thought about that in the design process.
So So when I went into the design of this project, I had some design principles that I came up with that I wanted to include in the final design. So to make the building sort of fit in the existing sort of fabric of the city of Whitesburg, I wanted to use materials that kind of made sense in Whitesburg. So Whitesburg is really unique in that it has all of this stonework in its downtown area from the turn of the 20th century, which is something that, you know, I can incorporate into some of the buildings and some of the paths and park features. Also, the design includes sort of a homage to the idea of the barn quilt that you see throughout downtown Whitesburg in the surrounding area. So there's sort of stained glass features that reference that idea of the barn quilt. One of the other design principles I used was to use passive systems as much as possible. So the project uses gravity to move water whenever possible. There are some pumps, but it's primarily gravity. And then using plant systems like marshes and wetlands and limestone to passively treat the water reduces the amount of energy you have to use to clean the water. And then wherever possible, I also used solar energy to be running the, you know, the electricity and the light and the heat in the buildings themselves. So that was one goal, to be as passive and energy conscious as possible. Another goal was to create a place that really has a health and economic benefit on Whitesburg and the surrounding area. So regarding health, you know, a swimming pool, you know, can be a recreational place. It can also be a place for exercise. It can also be a place for physical therapy. And then economically, this project would provide potential employment opportunities. You know, there's a large park and there's multiple systems that treat the water, which would have to, you know, be staffed. And also creating a place like this is a real destination. So there would be an economic draw if people visit Whitesburg to see this project and to socialize there or to use the pool. Another element, another design principle was to provide an educational element. So the design of the project really is intended to sort of teach people about the passive treatment of water as they visit the place. There's also more active educational elements, like there's a classroom and there's signage and things like that. So there's sort of different levels that people can learn about these systems. And then, like, sort of my favorite principle is to provide a joyful element. And water really is something that can really bring joy. You know, there's so many types of fountains. There's bubbling fountains. There's, you know, playful spraying fountains. And using water for its potential to create a joyful experience was important to me. And to create a place that people want to visit because it brings them pleasure to visit it.
You know, this is a region that has such a strong connection and history to its creeks and its water systems. It's really exciting to think about how something like this can sort of reimagine a community's relationship with its water in sort of reconnecting with that in a healthy way.
I think that's one reason that this region would be such a great place for a demonstration project like that, because, you know, Kentucky used to have some of the cleanest water in the country, and so in a way you can have, you know, you should be able to have the highest standards in the country and be able to get that with your systems here. So much potential, and Whitesburg has such great enthusiasm and energy for trying new things that I feel like it could be a good fit.
Well, thanks so much, Hazel, for talking with us here on WMMT about this project. And we'll have to see, you know, what might happen here in the future.
Well, thank you. And thank you for helping me with the project along the way. And I also just wanted to thank the Headwaters organization and Terrence Ray and Tom Sexton, who are doing really great work, and they had a lot of really useful information for me.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.